Guess who's back? Back again. And as Beetlejuice would say, it's showtime. Welcome to HBRV Lifestyle, the podcast. I am the host, the Honey Badger, here to give it to you straight and transparent about the RV business, as well as other things. And boy, does it feel good to be back. And today's episode, we're going to cover a lot of information, including what happened to me, because there's a lot of folks that were curious what the heck happened for the month of June. So I'm going to go over that stuff. I'm also going to get into some breaking news. And also, where I want to start is that July of every single year so far, since 2018, has become RV Industry Propaganda Month. Now, I covered part of this on the main channel, but I'm going to go more into depth. Pardon me. The first thing that you have to know is that there's politics in everything. Okay? It's not just that we have an election this year. It's not just that there's propaganda about democracy and all this crap that's thrown at us on a daily basis. Companies, corporations have propaganda as well. For example, one of the biggest propaganda pieces that you will find is RVbusiness.com, RVtravel.com. Now, while these are news agencies and they do report the industry news, they are also a place for propaganda. Okay. So here's kind of an example. All right. You're going to have corporate RV dealership YouTubers, big ones, that are going to do nothing but tell you how amazing everything is. They're going to tell you that it's innovative and they've never seen it before. Okay. Now, there are a couple of exceptions here and there, but for the most part, the big three are going to do nothing but propaganda you about the 2025 year model coming out. And here's why. More than likely, these big RV dealership YouTubers, especially the corporate ones, are probably getting a check from the manufacturers, which I'm not going to hate on. High five to you. If you're going to get a check from the manufacturers to be their cheerleader, I'm in. I'm a capitalist. Make that money, baby. But realize making that money comes with some responsibilities. Right? Okay. So what are they going to do? They're going to hype up 2025 year model as innovative changes. It's going to be better than ever. Nothing like it. Quality is going to be at its best. And they're going to ship all of this propaganda at you through social media because they're getting smarter. Now, the biggest reason why is not because of you, the RV community, the RV consumer. You are not the reason or the main reason for this. You are the tool for this. Because like last year, the manufacturers have come down to a crawl. Because dealerships, including the Camping Worlds of the world, I'm not saying specifically Camping World. I'm just like most people know who Camping World is. The Camping Worlds of the RV industry have decided they're not buying anything. Oh, you got your model 2025 coming? What about the 23s and 24s on our lot? We're not going to get stuck in the same position. So it's this merry-go-round. That just seems to keep going, but not get anywhere. You know, it's kind of like going to the bar as a single man, and you have a lineup of all these beautiful women, and yet for some odd reason, you keep replaying the same monologue over and over again, and every lady's like, "I've heard that before. I don't want to hear it again. Come up with something new. Come up with something different, and then come back to me and buy me a drink." But that's kind of where the dealership and the manufacturer relationship is fractured. And it's going to get worse unless the manufacturers start coming up with a game plan that actually is going to solve the inventory problem. It's time to solve this problem once and for all. And I'm calling on the manufacturers to actually participate. Not $500, not $250, majorly participate in getting rid of this excess inventory. Don't just sit there and push your propaganda to force dealers to order 2025s. Now, there are some exceptions to all this stuff, okay? Number one, I want to say that JD from Big Truck Big RV did a great series on Forest River Riverstone. I've sold Riverstone for years. They are making major changes. Just by watching JD's episodes on that subject, they are making major changes. Okay, good for them. But now they have a problem. There's 2023s and 2024s out there on dealership lots in mass quantity. So how do you solve that inventory problem? So it's wonderful they're making all these changes. Don't get me wrong. They're amazing. They're doing a great job. I think that they're going to be the standard for a luxury fifth wheel over the next 5 years. But how are you going to solve the inventory problem? Because you got a big one. How are you going to convince dealerships to take 2025s when they're having a tough time selling 2024s and 2023s? I'll tell you what more than likely is going to happen. Nothing. Because that's how manufacturers move. They're not going to throw 15, 20 grand at a piece of inventory to help a dealership move it off their lot. They're not going to throw 15, 20% rebates out like Hyundai and Kia and Dodge and Ford. They're not going to do it. Why? Well, because it's kind of a double-edged sword. You're going to lose a massive amount of money giving out these free rebates for inventory control. That's a fact. But here's what a manufacturer of RVs doesn't understand. This is what a general manager of an RV manufacturer does not understand. You can make all the changes in the world. You can make all the propaganda in the world. But at the end, the people you got to convince to stay loyal to you and continue to order your product is the people selling and representing it for you. Representing it for you, sorry. So how are you going to convince these owners without throwing money at it? See, the manufacturers, all the factories could have solved this a year and a half ago. You could have just said a year and a half ago, we recognize the entire industry is coming to an absolute crawl. Interest rates are up. We're going to way back down our building. We're going to skip year model 2024, and we're going to focus on emptying dealer lots. And then we'll come back. Maybe we'll have 2024s when we're down to like 10% of 22s and 25% of 23s. But they didn't do that. Just keep stuffing them. Keep stuffing them. What was one GM, one general manager told me this a while back? It wasn't that long ago. A stuffed dealer is a loyal dealer. That's how these manufacturers think. A stuffed dealer is a loyal dealer. Well, I have a counter for you. A stuffed dealer that goes out of business, you take all the inventory back. But that's not how these guys think. Because the problem is there is a few general managers in the industry, guys who run the plants, that have been there 10, 15 years. Those are the brands that are being very successful right now. Because those GMs have job security, and they know that whatever they decide to do now is for the future. Then you got the new GMs that have been around only a couple years. So they're just going all in and just stuffing dealers to try to make as much money as possible. And then they know their job is limited anyway, so they're just trying to bail out. And this is an industry problem. This isn't specific to one manufacturer. This is a problem across the board. It really is. Let's look at Grand Design RV as an example of someone who has tenure, but yet they've had so much turnover at Grand Design over the last couple of years. If you read articles that are archived, Grand Design RV has had a lot of turnover. So how could you not expect there to be quality problems? How could you expect their customer service to be on point to the company message when there's been massive turnover? I've been told by several Grand Design customers that have had frame failure or frame flex that, depending on who you talk to, is the answer you get. And then supposedly one guy that's supposed to deal with majority of this stuff retired, then he's unretired, then he's retired, then he's unretired. See, that's how you know that a company is in trouble. Look at Disney. I'm going to compare Grand Design turmoil to Disney turmoil. There's turmoil at the top to how to deal with certain things. It doesn't matter what your politics are. The woke agenda, the conservative agenda, it doesn't matter what your politics are. Disney is in trouble because it's ruining a lot of folks' nostalgia because of pushing a certain agenda or pushing a certain thing rather than thinking about the consumer or the customer that's in front of them. Like this 5-year frame warranty. I think it's a gesture that was too little too late. That's how I really feel about it. I feel like Grand Design RV and Don Clark moved way too slow on that. And of course, like every warranty, it's written by a bunch of attorneys. You know, there's a lot of exemptions to it. But there's a lot of exemptions to every warranty. Nobody is 100%. So let's talk about me for a second. Okay. Now, I'm not going to name names. I'm not going to talk down about anybody. I'm just going to stick to the facts and where I'm heading right now. Okay. Number one, I haven't been in the best of health. I've been really stressed out. My eye has been twitching because the store I worked at had become extremely slow. The Southern Nevada RV market has really taken a crap. I've had a buddy of mine that works in Vegas get fired because there's just so much stress and so much anxiety going on that every little move that anybody makes between a salesperson, a mechanic, a manager in the Vegas, Southern Nevada market, it's micromanaged because that's how important every single deal, every single dollar is. Now, I don't know what's going on. Nobody can really put their finger on it. I've talked to several people in the industry and nobody can put a finger on why Southern Nevada is so bad when it comes to the RV industry. Now, the Vegas market in general has always been a roller coaster ride for everything, cars, real estate, everything. But for the most part, casinos are full. You know, people are working. You got the NFL stadium. You got a lot of things going on. So it's not really clear why people are not wanting to escape the heat. We're in a slower season. Why are they not wanting to pack up a trailer and head up to Utah, to Bryce Canyon, or whatever the case may be? So let's put some more context into it. We also have had, as an industry, an inventory problem. A lot of aged inventory out there. So the combination of that has kind of forced the owner to make some hard decisions. Some very difficult decisions. Now, let's go back a little bit. I did a video on this podcast about, it was a series of videos about frame failure and frame flex. And, you know, obviously the predominant problem is with Grand Design RV, but there are other manufacturers that have had in the past this problem and currently have a small percentage of this problem, at least from the people that have reached out to me. Apparently, what has occurred is someone, don't know who it is, don't know who they work for, but it was enough to spook my boss. Just enough to spook him, where he asked me to shut down the podcast. And he's never asked me to do anything of that sort in the three of the last 4 years I've worked for. Never. Always encouraging, always like on top of things about, hey, let's do that. You know, have you done this? Have you done that? Love your stuff. So someone spooked him. Don't know who it was. I can speculate all I want, but I'm not going to speculate. I'll keep those thoughts in my head. You can speculate for yourselves. No, I don't think it was Grand Design RV. That's the one thing I will say. I don't think it had to do with Grand Design RV. I don't think Grand Design RV cares that I exist. I don't think Winnebago cares that I exist. So I got, you know, how do I go about this? So I resigned my position there at the store. And I've become an independent. I don't want to ever have my podcast threatened again. I think in the 3-4 weeks I was gone, I could tell other people were trying to pick up the slack as far as the informational slack. But I think it's wrong to ask someone to do something that doesn't affect your business. It affects me. I'm going to be put on the blacklist eventually. Or maybe I won't. Who knows? What I will say is this, though. When I go out and I do some marketing, because what I'm going to do is start my own marketing company. I'm going to bet on myself, bet on my YouTube channel, bet on my marketing skills. And I'm going to go on the road. And I'm going to do filming and stuff like that. You could still buy RVs from me. You just have to tell me where you are. And, you know, if you want to drive out to one of the western states, Arizona, Nevada, California, Oregon, Washington, I'll meet you somewhere. You know, I'll never do it again. I promise you that. I'll never do it again. I mean, it's a nutty, nutty world we live in, where people really don't want you to have freedom of speech, whether they're conservative, whether they're liberal, whether it's something in between. People really, not everybody is hip to free speech. I'm talking about like actual, like conversation stuff, like quality problems with certain brands. You know, instead of trying to quiet somebody like me, why don't you just fix your problem? I mean, is it that hard to do? That would be my question. Is it that hard to do? But anyway, the good news is I'm back. I'm back and I'm ready to kick butt. And a lot more to come. Last thing I want to cover is that this podcast is going to be more than likely back to 3 days a week. But it will be random for a little while because I have to kind of reset my schedule and everything else. Like this episode was supposed to be released on July 1st and there was a delay. And yeah, not cool when there's a delay. But I'm excited about the future. I'm excited about where we're going and how we're going to get there. And if you want to support the podcast financially, in the description box below, there are two things. There is my link to my merchandise store. You can get your HBRV lifestyle hat, shirts, totes, coffee mugs, etc. You can also click on the GoFundMe page and donate money to the channel, donate money to the podcast. Now, I don't know if it'll work on Spotify or Amazon. I haven't tried it yet, but I am going to try. And then lastly, if you're listening on YouTube, you can always send me a super chat or super thanks. But I'm not going anywhere, guys. And there'll be more to come. I promise. So until next time, toolkit and sense of humor, guys.